Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. For this June 1st, 2023, 8:04 on the clock, got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going, Paul?
Good. How are things going over there?
Beautiful.
It's bright and sunny.
We couldn't ask for much better. We got some really nice weather here. I know that we're hoping to get a little bit of rain. You know, I know our grass and trees could use it and everything. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, you know, still a couple opportunities, but yeah, it looks like it's very isolated chances for the most part. So it's nothing much other than just a few hit or miss opportunities for showers or storms the next several days. And today we do stay with the sunshine and more hot weather. Highs at about 90. That isolated chance for a shower storm popping up in a few areas this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, 63. Slight chance for storm early, and then still an isolated shower storm chance Friday. Back to about 90 otherwise with some sun and light southeast winds. 63 Friday night. And isolated storm chance Saturday is still up to about 90. Upper 80s around here for Sunday with some sunshine. Mid-80s on Monday, just a passing shower, thunderstorm chance. And then highs closer to 80 by Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe a few shower chances at that point. But yeah, definitely things overall still looking to dry out further as we continue into the weekend.
I'm relieved a little bit with this because if you keep saying 90, I'm going to start saying snow. You're topping me out here. It's a little warm.
Yeah.
So, Paul, we have some really important things going on here today, and we're not really getting much audience participation. So we need you to answer two questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, what is your favorite dairy product?
Favorite dairy product? Boy, that's got to go to ice cream.
Okay, all right. A specific flavor or just ice cream in general?
Ice cream in general, but, you know, depending on the mood I'm in, I mean, I'll take some cookies and cream, maybe.
Nice.
All right.
You know, That's
awesome. Okay, and then now, summer shoes. Barefoot, shoes, sandals.
Mm-hmm.
What do you prefer?
Yeah.
We definitely, you know, as long as I'm not doing anything, you know, labor intensive, it's sandals all the way.
All right, perfect.
Yeah. You're a great sport, Paul. We appreciate you so much. We'll hang out again tomorrow. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, I'll get my sandals on now.
All right, good. And eat some ice cream. Not outside, it's too hot.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you.
Yep. You bet, you guys too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trevely and the
gang. If we actually get someone on the phone.
Yeah, we're gonna put them on the spot. We got to drill. We got to get those questions.
Tomorrow we're going to give them rafter tickets.
Yes, yeah, yeah. 424-2600, that's the number to call up. You can join us anytime during our time on the air, when we're on air here, with those to answer those questions.
Since ice cream is edging out butter.
Yeah,
it's 2-1
right now.
2-1.
Yep.
But what is your favorite ice cream?
You know, I've always been a sucker for a chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream and that kind of stuff. But I was thinking of this the other day. I haven't had Blue Moon in ages. And I love Blue Moon ice cream.
I hate Blue Moon.
Oh, yeah?
I love bubble gum.
Me too.
And when people say it's the same, I want to punch them. It is not the same.
bubble gum is right in the top three for me.
Bubble gum. And it's so funny because it's, I don't know, I guess it's unexpected. Or I do like either vanilla or chocolate with toppings.
Okay.
Like, I like that better than stuff mixed in. Like, I like just a scoop of vanilla with, like, chocolate syrup or something, not sprinkles.
See, I might have guessed.
More like a
sundae. The bubble gum, I don't know. That's good.
I love that stuff.
That's good. That's a good one. Here, there's another question for you, audience. 424-2600. What's your favorite type of ice cream? Yep. We call up and let us know what you want us to ask you.
I mean, yeah, really, we don't care. Just call us and tell us something other than to shut up. Otherwise, call us and tell us something.
We've got a fun hour in store for us. We'll have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. Looking forward to diving into that. Kick things off. There's a thread online where people are sharing some of the silliest stuff that they believed when they were kids. And it's pretty interesting. So certainly I think that most kids are, I know it's the last week of school, so most kids are in school. I think a lot of these things we can talk about amongst us adults.
But
I want to be careful about that too.
Because we've got the little squirts that are under, you know.
Yeah. So
the under fivers. So yeah,
I will say earmuffs right now for this next part. Earmuffs. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert to little kids and earmuffs real quick. Okay.
Or we skip it,
parents. Parents? Well, I don't know.
Not skip the whole story, but...
How many kids you think are out there listening, Terry?
Oh,
how many?
This could be heartbreaking.
I feel like we've covered our bases here. I don't think I can... We can't talk about this subject, things we believed when we were children, and not cover about things we believed when we were children. Cover the kids'
I'm
ears.
I'm going to have to leave.
What kids are listening right now? Really, honestly, it's 8 o'clock. So when I was young, there were some imaginary characters that most every kid in my age believed that I didn't. There, did that cover it? Did that do that pretty well?
Thank you.
So I had that going for me. And I don't know, when my brother and sister was kind of like, I felt kind of cool because I knew something they didn't and that kind
and
of stuff.
And the whole play along.
Yeah, and I felt pretty big. I felt like a big adult and stuff. And then I got sent up here to live with my nan and papa. And my nan and papa were retired. They got a knucklehead like me at 13 years old. They don't know what to do with me and stuff. And so I would go in their room sometimes to watch TV while they were in the living room watching TV, and I discovered wrestling. And as a young kid that loved acting.
Like, you're talking all-star wrestling.
I'm talking, you know, like Hulk Hogan, yeah, Coco Beware. Okay.
Not talking like...
Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, right, and stuff. Okay. Yeah, I'm talking like WWE wrestling and stuff. I had never seen this before. I never heard of it before. And I came from a boxing family. So when I saw it, I saw these people fighting, and I assumed that it was real. Every sporting thing I'd ever seen... I got to watch out for that, too. Sorry, everybody. Spoiler alert. Wrestling's not real. The injuries are real. Treat the wrestlers is
so
very real.
So something is real, right? Yeah, some of the contact is real because of the injury.
So I had that. That was my silly moment, because when my papa told me, he comes in there, because I'm freaking out, because Jimmy the Superfly Snuka is not going to win this match, and I'm freaking out, and papa comes in there, he's like, Jimmy, you know it's not real, right? And I had, like...
You're like, no!
This, like, devastation fall down on me in this moment and everything. And I'm watching, and I'm like, but he's bleeding! But he's like, no.
It looks real when you're there in person.
Yeah. But that was my silly moment as a kid.
We went to see, I think it was AWA.
We got a call to take
quick. Awesome.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
Good morning. What's your answer? Or what are you calling us for? You got something?
Yeah, for a favorite ice cream.
Oh, good, yeah.
So you take Dreamsicle ice cream, melt it a little bit, and then put chopped up cranberries in it.
Oh, that sounds really good.
I'm writing that down.
Awesome.
That sounds really good. That is a good recipe. I like that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Good morning.
You too.
Bye. That sounds awesome.
That is really good. I'm writing that one down.
I love fresh cranberries.
You know,
dice them up or cut them in half or something and mix them in there.
If you haven't had cranberries and ice cream before, that is such a great combination.
That sounds really good.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I was just going to say that we actually, I think I was maybe in like fifth or sixth grade, and we, AWA.
Oh, cool.
Came to the Quant Fieldhouse in Point. And so, you know, we all talked our dads into taking us.
Nice.
But it looks real-ish. When you're there.
Oh, I've seen a lot of wrestling, and this is the thing that I don't think enough wrestlers get credit for, the selling, the acting that is involved, because the best wrestlers, to me, are the ones that can, like, usually get their butt whooped all the time, but they sell it. They sell it. You really think that they are. So that was my silly moment here. Let's look at some of these here. That songs played on the radio were being played live each time they came on.
I never thought that.
No, I can't say I thought that one. For a song early in the morning, I assume they got out of bed to play it.
Oh my God, how cute is that?
That's funny. That's a cute one. I like that one. that don't drink and drive meant all drinks. if it keeps you from drinking alcohol,
and it keeps you from being distracted.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. This one is an old one. I remember, I don't know which one of my siblings, but I feel like one of my siblings believed this one. That cats are girls and dogs are boys.
That's funny.
It really speaks to the definition of innocence, of youth. And we would have only one cat and one dog. Like, that's it. We would be down to nothing. That if it was raining where I was, it was raining everywhere in the world. Oh.
I can see thinking that when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, really, it could be raining right here where we are right now, and across town, it's possible it's not raining.
Right.
But as a kid, I don't think you think about that.
We did a story ages ago, one of our first, if not our first, that actually I think it was a story that birthed the That Ain't Right stories, when we had the article about 6% of the population believing that chocolate milk came from brown cows. I'm pretty sure that was the start of the That Ain't Right stories. Well, one of them on here, the chocolate milk came from brown cows. Like, that's okay when you're little. When you're little, that's all right to think that.
But then where does strawberry milk come from?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because you don't see pink cows anywhere.
That's what happens when a brown cow and a white cow get... No, stop right there.
And strawberry milk is gross.
Yeah, it is, actually. I don't like
strawberry. My brother loved that. Strawberry Quick.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of that one. That if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon could grow into your stomach.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I remember.
Don't you?
My sister freaking out.
But
on that
one. That's before there were seedless watermelons.
Yeah.
I mean, you were working around those seeds like crazy, and it was inevitable that you were going to swallow one.
Yes.
And then now there's a watermelon. And didn't people used to say a watermelon tree?
Something
watermelons
like that.
Don't grow on trees.
No, but I do
so
remember
then there's
hearing that,
that
one too.
Part of it too. Or that, and maybe you're getting to this. What about gum? Is gum on there?
No, but we were doing the story the other day that it takes 2 days for gum to digest in your system.
No, they used to say like 7 years.
Yeah. And we were lied to. Like 2 days scientifically it takes. Tops. Like it usually doesn't even take that long. Now, it can become a problem. We did the story because a little kid ate like 40 pieces of gum and blocked himself up. So that can be an issue if you eat too much, but yeah.
Okay, so I'm just curious. If you chew that much gum and you swallow it, are you blowing bubbles out the other end then?
424-2600.
When you're trying to pass it through, do you get a bubble?
You would hope, you know, at the very least. At least you get a laugh out of it. At least you get a good laugh out of it. So another one here, that turning the inside car lights on was illegal.
While you're driving.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that too, yeah.
I will say that the technology around that has changed so much. You know, like you have lights in the back seat a lot of times too now, not just the middle dome light. And so sometimes if you're in the way back, you can turn those on. I can remember my kids doing homework on the way home from sporting stuff, and you can't even tell as the driver that light is on, you know, which is nice. It's not causing glares or distractions. But yeah, I remember that you have to turn the light off, turn it off right away.
I remember that. That a sign saying vehicles will be towed at owner's expense meant that the store owner and it was to make people feel guilty, causing other people to spend too much money.
I've never thought that.
Yeah, I don't know. That one. One person said, my grandma told me the rumble strips on the side of the road were to help blind people maintain their lane. I believed her till I was 10. I love that. I want more on that one. I want to talk to that person. I want to interview them on Morning Magazine. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's so good. I feel like that's something my Nana would have told me, but I, you know, would have probably had my papa laughing, so I would have knew.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
The final one on here, I think, is actually one that even some like teenagers, even some adults believed for a while. And it's one of the older ones, and I think one of the more common ones. That ripping off a tag on a mattress meant you were going to federal prison. That's got to be one of the most common ones. The fear of
why
that.
Does it even say that on there?
I don't get it. There's a rule for there was some reasoning behind it. I remember hearing, but it was so like flimsy that I was like, I don't remember this. I'm not going to remember this. I think
it's so weird.
Yeah. Can you think of any? Is there any for you that you had? Because I do remember the wrestling thing.
You know, the gum thing. I really remember that, and I know I had heard the watermelon seed. I didn't really believe it, but. The gum. And then, you know, some of these even just fall into kind of old wives' tales, you know, like the whole, like, you're going to drown if you don't let your food digest for 40 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever. Some of that kind of stuff. But I can't really think of any other, you know, things that you believe, but then you're enlightened that it's like, whoa, that's not real.
I got nothing. I mean, that was it. I grew up too. I was too serious growing up, so I didn't give myself a chance.
But dude, when you leave here, watch for blind people driving.
Yeah, you want to keep an eye on the road there, everybody. That was a bad joke. That was a bad pun. To answer your question, Terry, to make sure that manufacturers and retailers didn't try to remove the tags and sell the mattress as if it was as if it contained recycled materials, or like trying to sell a old mattress new or something like that. The tags stated that it can't be removed under penalty of law. That was for the sellers, not the person buying it.
Right, but why mattresses? Like, I mean, yeah. That could be on anything.
Yes.
It's just weird.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, you know, they were designed to protect the mattresses, but I don't think they necessarily...
And then like the sarcasm behind it, right? Like, yes. It's like, oh, don't take that tag off, you know? But yeah. And now, maybe now, when we were kids and someone would say that, it was like, oh, well, who would know? Now with all of our smart devices, it's like, somebody might see you take that tag off.
Yeah. Now it's an actual concern.
Somebody somewhere will hear the tear of the tag through your Alexa device.
And you know, I mean, that's just not something you want to do time for. That's just not right. That's not right.
Oh, my God. Why you in?
You did, that's not...
Tearing the tag.
That's where you lie. That's where you lie. You lie your tail off. You just lie. Don't tell anybody that. Take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more fun and Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you so.
It is time for Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do is do some celebrating. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. Just go ahead and get them to us that way. Direct message them and like our Facebook page. And you know, you can try Morse code, paper airplanes. You can yell it at your radio. I would just send it to us.
I mean, probably just try the paper airplane. Yeah. We'll watch for him to hit our window.
Yeah, keep an eye out. But I feel like it's about a lot easier if you just email it to us or something like that. We do this because every month at the beginning of the month, we get to announce winners for the Misty's Menu free giveaway. They get, our winner is going to get two lunches and two pieces of pie from our wonderful friends at Misty's Menu. And they have been a part of things here at this station, a mainstay in this community for decades. Greatly appreciate our friends over there. Encourage you to head on over to Misty's. We had 30 entries for the month of May.
Wow.
Not bad, everybody. Not bad.
That is awesome.
That is pretty cool. So, Terry, you get to pick the winner, 1 through 30.
5.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. There we go. And our winner for the month of May, John Caves and Barbara Hunt Caves.
Congratulations.
Congrats, you two. Congrats. John and Barbara celebrated their anniversary on May 29th, so kind of got it in right at the end there.
Yeah.
That's for usually our, I don't know how this works out, but usually our winners are earlier in the middle of the month. We don't get many
that was
late.
This week. So that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. So, John and Barbara, congratulations. You are our winners for the Misty's. You got yourself two lunches and two pieces of pie for each other. And that's going to be fun. Enjoy yourselves, you guys. You can go stop by anytime to pick that up right here at WFHR. And again, thanks to everybody to get us these birthdays and anniversaries. And Terry, thanks for picking one. Oh, I got to make it work again, Terry. I'm sorry. I need a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. That gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. So first up, a very happy birthday to Cheryl Klingforth.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Cheryl, enjoy your day. Love the name Cheryl. It's a great name. Have a good birthday, Cheryl. And celebrating the anniversary, we don't have the number here, but we do want to wish a very happy birthday to Sean and Julie Becker. They're our qualifiers.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary, Sean and Julie. We hope you have a great one. Whatever number this is for you guys, have a great one. Enjoy. It's Thursday. Take it right into the weekend. Take it right in. It's Friday Eve. Take it into the weekend. Enjoy. And thank you very much to everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. We will go over our winners again a little bit, but right now, diving into some celebrity names, Willow Shields is 73, Primrosa on the Hunger Games movies, okay.
I never saw those, did you?
Yeah, I vaguely remember them, though. I don't really remember them at all. Tom Holland is 27, remember him, he's Spider-Man. This isn't a shot at any of the other Spider-Mans. I thought that both the other guys that played Spider-Man did a great job and were really good at it. He's perfectly made for this. They finally got it really right with a young actor. I hope that whoever plays the character next after Tom, they do the same thing. They have a younger actor playing him.
See, and I always struggle when they change.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because who was first? Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire, then Andrew Garfield.
And and I'm not like a big avid fan, so it doesn't really matter. But to me, it's just like, oh, really?
That's the catch with these things when you do casting changes. Your free fans, your average fans like yourself and everything, you really run the risk of, well, I might have seen it if it was the guy I knew, but now I might not see it.
Because that's probably the only connection that I have to it.
Yeah, yeah. That there's a lot of people that are in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
Tom Holland, though, outside, even just forget about Spider-Man and everything, the kid is really good. He's a very, very good actor. I think that it'll be, as much as I love seeing him play Spider-Man, he's done it like in 5-6 movies or whatever. The time's going to be coming up where he's done with it. I look forward to that because I think he'll be able to do even more bigger work, more interesting work. He's a good young actor. Amy Schumer is 42, a stand-up comedian and actress. I haven't seen much of her in quite a while.
No, that's what I was thinking when you first said that. I'm like, oh, she's been kind of quiet.
She's she rubs some people the wrong way behind the scenes a bit, and that usually is part of it. Anytime you're wondering, hey, what happened to so-and-so, there's plenty of different stories. You know, we've talked about Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis pulled himself out of the public eye to be a dad. There's that, and there's... there's a couple of other actors I could think of that have done similar things. And then there's other stories where, you know, people just were not easy to work with. And, yeah, their star fades.
And then people don't want to work with you.
Yep. Don't matter how talented you are, you know, that fades real quick. Ask Russell Crowe. Ask Kevin Costner.
And today you're supposed to be nice to someone, right? So, right, I mean, you know, maybe a good comeback move.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful singer Brandi Carlile is 42 today. She's got a couple of good songs, great guitar player too. Really good songwriter. I like her. Sarah Wayne Callies is 46. She was in Prison Break and The Walking Dead. Alanis Morissette is 49.
Really?
Wow.
Figures.
Yeah. Nicely done. It's a little ironic, isn't it? It's just 49. I didn't know she was older than me. I didn't know that. Huh. She's still doing a lot of voice work and a lot of different things. She's it seems like she's been really enjoying whatever this act is in her life. She's been really enjoying it. Anytime I see her in interviews and those things, she seems really healthy and happy. And
I kind of had that first big CD of hers. I don't know that that's her first, but you know, the one that was really popular with Ironic on it and that kind of thing. But after that, I don't know that I think I kind of just lost touch with her.
Yeah. Mark Curry is 62 from Hanging with Mr. Cooper. He had a couple of other things too. He was a stand-up comedian for a long time. Okay, now this is on this list that we use, and this happens on other lists as well. They have a serial killer on here. Am I wrong in not wanting to bring attention to these people?
Celebrity birthday?
What?
I think we pass enough celebrities. You know what I mean? In different like genres. Yeah. That we don't even pick up on this list.
I'm not giving 5 seconds of fame to these people. Yeah. I would much rather talk about Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn, who is 70 years old today. Neon Moon, Boot Scoot and Boogie, Cowgirls Don't Cry, Hillbilly Deluxe, My Maria.
And on and on. Just incredible. Absolutely.
They're one of those bands when you're not a diehard fan, but you know of a band, it's kind of like, yeah, I have Brooks and Dunn. They're huge. Yeah, I know that. But then you see their hits in front of you. You're like, oh.
Like, oh, I guess I do know who they are. Yeah.
They're even bigger than I realize and stuff. My Maria is a wonderful song.
I love that song.
That's a fun song. I don't know how you can't enjoy that song. And I'm a big fan of like song titles that are fun to say. Boot Scoot and Boogie is one of the funnest song titles to ever say. Go to a DJ and request that song with a straight face.
Like, you know, I actually really like that song too. Like, that's one for me when it comes on. Like, I crank it up. You know, like, that's just I don't know.
Ron Wood is 76 of the Rolling Stones and Faces. He worked with Rod Stewart quite a bit as well. Ron Wood. If it wasn't for Rod Stewart, may have the Rod Stewart look. He always had the kind of crazy hair and stuff.
He couldn't one-up him?
No. But one of the sneaky great parts of the Rolling Stones, all the credit goes to Keith and Mick, and understandable and stuff. But Ron Wood, an integral part of that band. And of Rod Stewart's success with Faces along with Jeff Beck. The great, the legend, the wonderful Morgan Freeman is 86 today. How many of you thought he was older?
Be honest. Be honest. How many of you thought he was older?
I don't know if I thought he was older, but I think he's been 86 for like 25 years.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's one of my biggest influences. Morgan Freeman got his start in his early to mid 40s, and that doesn't happen for many actors. And you look at his career, you look at what he has done with his career, and I look up to that. Not to mention, he's obviously one of the better actors you've ever seen. I don't care if you've seen one scene of Morgan Freeman's, you know how good he is. He's a dang good actor, and just seems like a really interesting human being.
He seems like a really good guy.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
On top of that, yeah.
Pat Boone is 89. In the 50s, a young Elvis Presley used to open for Pat Boone, just to tell you how big Pat Boone was at one point in time and everything.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty interesting. Some people no longer with us, and we got some great names here. Cleavon Little, born on this day in 1939, passed away in 92. He was the black sheriff in Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles. So good in that movie. So good. I don't care how much of that movie would get me canceled. I'll watch that movie to the day I die. I do not care. I love that movie. Yeah, but I shoot with this one. Gene Wilder and Cleavon Little, just the chemistry in that, so good. The legend Andy Griffith, born on this day in 1926, passed away in 2012. Ron Howard's TV dad and Sheriff Andy Taylor, of course. Matlock. Was a big producer on a lot of TV shows as well. My papa loved the Andy Griffith Show, but it would also aggravate him. They would walk into a room and not shut a door, and he'd be like, "Who does that?" They'd be sitting there eating tacos and no mess. He'd be like, "How do you eat tacos without a mess?" Like, it's just so funny to me how he would do this stuff. But he loved the show. He loved the show.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, born on this day in 1926, passed away in 1962. You cannot talk about acting. You can't talk about, American history.
1926. So she'd be 97.
Wow. Wow.
Think about it that way.
Yeah.
That's...
I hadn't thought of it that way. Wow. That is really interesting. I think it'd be pretty cool to see a 97-year-old Marilyn Monroe. I'd like to know what she'd be like. I'd like to know what she had done. To the audience that doesn't know, Marilyn Monroe could act. She was a good actor. She did not get many opportunities to act. Sure, she got an opportunity to be a blonde bombshell all the time. But as far as actors, directors that would give her a chance to act, watch Some Like It Hot. She hangs with Jack Lemmon. She hangs with him. And Jack, I don't think anybody would question Jack Lemmon's acting prowess. Jack Lemmon, one of the better actors any of us saw. She hangs with him. She was a good actor. She had a very difficult off-the-field life. And an interesting story. And I like to think that most actors, most entertainment, and dang sure TMZ people and all that stuff would have learned from this. But unfortunately, we didn't. It's a shame. I don't think she had to pass as young as she did. I don't think it had to happen. And
yeah,
I think the public pressure had a lot to do with it. I think a lot of the paparazzi and a lot of that stuff had a lot to do with that. That's a shame to me. One more time, we want to wish a very happy anniversary to John Caves and Barbara Hunt Caves, who celebrated their anniversary on May 29th. They are our winners of Misty's Menu of May. Congratulations to them.
Congrats.
And a big happy birthday to Cheryl Klingforth.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers today, Sean and Julie Becker.
Happy anniversary.
Everybody out there celebrating, we encourage you to celebrate right into the weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy Melissa's news and head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Got some fun stuff to get to. I want to touch on this one, Terry. And this is, I think, a fun one. And again, audience participation is encouraged. 424-2600. Sleeping in separate beds may be making a comeback. It's something a lot of couples did back in the 50s and 60s. And now a new poll found half of couples today would be open to the idea if it helped them sleep better. I know of two different couples that do something like this, where one sleeps. You know, they kind of like hang out right up to the end of the night, and one crashes. You know, because very rarely do both couples go to bed at the same time. At least you know, that's my experience. But again, then again, I'm nocturnal. I don't, you know, I don't sleep.
You don't sleep at all.
It doesn't really. I don't really count. I'm an outlier in this whole thing. But I know some people that do this, and it works really good for them. For me, as a foolish diehard romantic, that would break my heart almost, because that's one of the reasons why I would want to be married. I like the idea of sleeping next to somebody every night and all that. I think that's a cool thing. But I also know that there are some very aggravating things about sleeping next to somebody, even if you are madly in love with them and you want to be sleeping next to them every night the rest of your life. So what we're going to get into now is the most annoying things about sharing a bed. And going into this with the preset that you love your significant other or whoever you're sleeping next to and all this and everything, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so I like to, I got big, like size 12 feet. I got huge feet and they get cold real easy. I like to, if I'm going to, I like to get under the covers and I like to wrap my feet in the blanket at the bottom.
What?
Yeah, I like to pull up the
like
sheets.
Like you untuck it?
Yeah, yeah. I pull them up and I tuck it, but under my feet.
On.
Yeah, yeah. Drives people crazy. I've never.
You actually like untuck your sheet?
No, I don't untuck the bottom sheet.
No, not the fitted sheet, no, but then the flat sheet.
Yeah.
You untuck that and the blanket to wrap around your feet.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I pull them up. I don't actually do it with my hands. I just do it with my feet. I pull it up and I swing it under there. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
Wow.
That's...
Shocked you sleep alone.
Yeah, very shocking, isn't it? No, nobody is surprised. Nobody. If any of these things are an issue, it may help. 2,000 people named the most annoying things about sharing a bed with someone, and here are the top five. When they steal the covers is number one. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's pretty understandable. When they're tossing and turning wakes you up. Yeah, yeah. That could definitely...
Well, and I think that kind of depends. Like, in general, are they just a restless sleeper?
Yeah.
Or if it's something specific, you know what I mean? Like, something's going on, or it's a emotional thing, or you know what I mean? That it's different.
Yeah.
But just in general, if they're kind of flailing all over, yeah, that would be irritating.
When they fall asleep with the TV on.
No TV in my bedroom.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that has become much more common. I know way more people that don't do that than people that do have a TV in their room. And that was not the case when we were kids.
We have never had one. Mm. And a variety of reasons. One is that, I mean, I, like you, would prefer that we're talking to each other.
Yeah,
you know, that,
yeah.
You know, like you kind of just end the day. And
yeah.
But we would not agree on what would be on the TV.
Yes,
and right. Then every TV that was manufactured in the last 20 years has a timer on it. To
yep.
shut it off.
Yep.
But I think it would never be shut off. I would not be the one watching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I prefer to read. But oh, I just, you know what I mean? Like, no TV in my bedroom.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't really have a preference either way, because I don't have it on very much. If I do have it on, it's very often like the Weather Channel. It's just white noise in the background or something like that. You
yeah,
know?
See, and I'm a quiet sleeper. Like I don't need the white noise in the background. I don't have a fan going. I don't have like I just like the quiet.
I'm the same way. Yes.
Now this time of year, we have so many frogs by us because you know it's so wet that I can actually hear them in the house, and I like that.
Wow.
I like that night noise.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah. Especially growing up in the city, anything that isn't, you know, city noises, I love. I still can't get enough of that. When they won't stop snoring.
Oh, welcome to my life.
That is probably, I would think that stealing the covers and snoring got to be the top two. Yeah, these aren't in any particular order, but I would think that those are probably the top two.
I find I'm most successful if I fall asleep first.
Yeah.
Then, but if I try to fall asleep after the snoring has started, that's can be quite difficult.
I have a very minor case of sleep apnea where I stop breathing in my sleep, and an ex of mine.
Is it the pillow that's over your face?
Yeah, right. Yeah, an ex of mine who I wouldn't have been surprised if she was putting a pillow over my face.
Well, you're messing
used to
with
freak
the,
her out.
You're messing with the covers.
So, you know, I did ask for it. I did ask. For it. To be honest, I've never done that with somebody that I'm sleeping next to. I do it when I'm alone.
Okay.
But I was throwing it in there because I'm sure that there are other things. I also, I don't have a good sleep pattern. I am fidgety when I sleep. So, I mean, there's a billion things about sleeping next to me that I imagine would be a nightmare. The snoring thing, though, is the one that I think separates people the most, where they're sleeping in separate rooms.
I was going to say, yeah, that's not really a separate bed thing. I think that's separate. Yeah, rooms.
This article is talking about separate beds, and that's where I was thinking too, but I didn't. The two couples that I was thinking of sleep in separate rooms.
Yeah.
Not in separate beds, like separate beds in the same
room.
Not like
you have two twin beds in the same
room.
Yeah,
yeah. That makes a lot, that changes it a bit, yeah. I think. I would feel ridiculous, for one, buying two beds. In this day and age, where things are not cheap, like buying two brand new beds or anything,
so I think,
and sleeping in the same bedroom as them, like that just feels.
I think it seems like if people stay in separate rooms, maybe they have another bedroom at. You know what I mean? Or they already had the extra bedroom furniture from whatever, from kids or whatever the case would be. But I don't know.
You can't convince me that this wasn't in the 50s and 60s. This idea wasn't started by mattress companies. There's no way you can convince me. Well, they did it for religious reasons. Oh, they did it for moral reasons.
It was the prudes?
No. It was all the mattress companies.
But you know what? If that's the only way you can get good quality sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, truly. Yeah. It's very occasional. I mean, rare. I can count on one hand the times in a year, but there are times where I will have to just get up and go out to the couch. Like, I just cannot fall back asleep.
Yeah.
And this is after pushing, poking, prodding, you know what I mean? Like, roll over, like that kind of thing. But sometimes, now I'm told that I snore on occasion, and I think probably when I'm exhausted, I probably do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I just hit the wall. But I don't know, because it doesn't bother, it doesn't affect me.
Here are a few. Oh, one of the other ones, when you leave the lights on when people are trying to sleep.
Yeah,
that one. Here are a few more stats from the poll. 52% of us sleep with a blanket or stuffed animal as a kid. And 77% of those people say that they still do. Wow.
You know, instead of destroying the bed every night, you could just put a little blankie down there for your feet.
64% of people say that they almost always shower before bed, and over half would be grossed out if their partner didn't. Interesting.
Hmm. I'm a morning shower person, but I literally jump in the shower right away when I wake up.
Yeah.
But it is funny, like on hot days like this, or like I know when Randy's on his days off, he'll just start working outside right away in the morning and stuff. But I will do that. Like I'm in bed first because I'm reading, you know, and he'll come in and I'll be like, don't you crawl in this bed without a shower. Like if you've been working outside all day, usually he already has, but it is just kind of funny. I'm like, did you shower tonight? Cause if you didn't.
Just then turns around right away. Yep.
Hop to, pal.
When your partner is gone on a trip, do you still stay asleep on their side of the, or do you still stay on your side of the bed, or do you sprawl out?
I move more to the middle.
40% said that they sprawl out. Yeah.
I mean, I think I still sleep the same, you know, like in the same, because I kind of sleep in a, or I fall asleep in like fetal position, you know, kind of on a side.
Yeah.
So I think I still sleep the same, but I move more to the middle.
What about you out there? What do you guys do? I especially that last question. I think that's a fun one. You know, what you do when your partner's out of town or whatever, or if you got the bed to yourself.
You know, isn't that funny? It's kind of a sad, like, it's also another sign of, we'll call it maturity, not getting old, but it's like, yes, I get the bed to myself.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is that joy that you feel when you get socks for Christmas, you know, as an adult.
Like it's like one night.
Yes,
yeah.
I needed socks. This is awesome. Like, it's the complete opposite of
you. You can also put those on your feet instead of destroying the bed.
Seriously,
do you make your bed in the morning?
Yeah, every morning.
So you have retuck everything.
I don't tuck that.
You just leave it all hanging out.
Yeah. I've never tucked my sheets or my bed, my blanket or
really?
Anything like that. Yeah, that seems like one extra thing to do when I already make the bed. I don't know. We'll take a break, and I'll be picked on off air relentlessly. When we come back, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone.
Oh, no way.
WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show.
I had those little lace fingerless glove things.
Oh, did you? Okay, my sister had those too. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. I had the Michael Jackson glove at
I did
one
too.
Point. Yeah, yeah.
I got one
yeah.
in my Easter basket.
Nice, nice.
Uh-huh.
Material girl here.
I love that era of hair.
That seemed like a fun era for hair. Are you talking right before the big poof ball?
Yeah, like the okay. like the she wore the in this video she wears a big yeah. like lace bow kind
yeah,
of you know,
yeah,
but it's still
yeah.
the 80s like
had a little
permy
of that
hair,
still.
But yeah.
Yeah. yeah. That was a fun time. Fashion crazy time. We went through all the winning words from every final spelling bee since the talk about the Scripps National Spelling Bee that was tonight. That it's the final tonight.
It's on tonight.
Okay. It's on the ION Network if you want to watch it. And they this group of people went through all the winning words from every final since 1925. That's pretty cool. And it turns out they've gotten a lot harder since then. Most of us couldn't spell any from the past 30 years, but some of the older ones are gettable if you're a decent speller. And here are the 10 easiest final words in Scripps National Spelling Bee history. So how many can you get? And we'll use each one in a sentence. And if you are a good speller or just you want to have fun with us, please feel free to call up and you can play along. 424-2600. Yeah, you can't look it up. That's cheating. But we're going to trust the audience.
No
here.
Googling.
We'll trust you guys on this one. And I've got the words in front of me, so it's definitely not fair for me to play. But I will wholeheartedly admit there are probably two or three of these I would have gotten right. I'll admit I'm a horrible speller. So fracas. Fracas, and this is from 1930. My roommate spoiled the last episode of Success, and it caused a major fracas.
Oh.
Succession, actually, the name of the show.
I'm trying to decide if there's a K in it or not.
Okay.
F-R-A-C-U-S.
Oh.
Is there a K?
It's F-R-A-C-A-S.
C-A-S. So there is not a K. That's what I was getting stuck on, if it was C-K
yeah.
or... F-R-A-C-A-S.
You got way closer than I would have.
Huh.
knack from 1932. I've never been a good speller. I just don't have a knack for it. knack's not so bad. That's not a bad one.
Is that... K-N-A-C-K?
Yep. There you go. Nicely done. Wait, let me get... Okay,
oh,
there
get
you
bells
go.
Even?
Now you get the winning
bell.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
yeah. 424-2600. Anybody
that
else wants to play along?
That was the winning word?
The winning word for 1932, knack.
Huh.
1936, interning. After all that money my parents dropped on tuition, I'm interning at a radio station this summer.
And I stayed.
Yep. And that is my life now.
So why is that one hard? Because you think people say U instead of E?
Maybe, yeah. I think that's a. I think vowel troubles are the issue with a lot of these.
Right, because is it interning?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Nicely done.
But I wonder how many people do turn as T-U-R-N.
Yeah. Therapy from 1940. I told my dad I'm interning at a radio station. And now he's in therapy. These are just silly. Therapy is I think one of those ones with the vowel trouble.
Yeah. T-H-E-R-A-P-Y.
Nicely done. Yes.
You don't have to play it again.
Yeah,
that's
no,
fine.
I think that's enough now. Initials, 1941, was the key for initials.
Really? You knew that one, right?
How to spell initials?
Yeah.
Yes. This one I did know. Therapy and initials, I did know. I'm looking ahead, and there's only two or maybe three that I would have known going forward.
All right.
Condominium was the winner in 1956. Condominium.
C-O-N-D-I-M-I-N-I-U-M.
Nice. I definitely wouldn't have gotten that one. Nicely done. Yeah.
What year was that?
1956.
So that's interesting because I wonder if condominiums were starting to pop up
yeah,
then.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
You know what I mean?
Too.
Like, was that kind of a buzzword, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chihuahua in 1967. Chihuahua.
Oh.
That's a tough one.
Where's Madison?
Yeah, right? Yeah, she might get it more than we would. A big shout out to Madison. She'll be joining us at the start of the 9 o'clock hour.
I know that it's totally not how it sounds.
Our pet of the week.
C-H-I-U-A?
Mm.
I don't know.
C-H-I-H-U-A-H-U-A.
Yeah, there's so many
H's. There's no way. No way I would have gotten even close to that
And
one.
You know what's funny? Those cocky little dogs, and then they have like a hard to spell. You know what I mean? They'll yeah, be like, yeah. Bam.
That just adds to a Chihuahua. It just is fitting that a Chihuahua would be difficult to spell.
Yes. All right, I'd fail that one.
This one I would have gotten only because I love croissants. I love croissants, yeah. So I would have known that one right away. 1970 croissant was the winner.
Huh.
Or the final word, I should say.
Yeah.
Luge in 1984. Of course, right. Maybe the Olympics may have never been bigger in this country than the 80s and especially the 84 Olympics. So luge, Olympic event, now winter Olympic event, but still, I could see how that could be in there.
Probably get this one wrong. L-O-U-G-E?
Nope. L-U-G-E.
L-U-G-E. Oh, yeah, yeah. Loogie.
That's one of those. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's one of those ones that I don't know. There seems
it's
to be
French.
Two different types of misspellers. Luge? Yeah, I'll assume it is. There's the people like me that always want to add more letters. And then there's the people that, you know, just they miss like one letter.
Right.
They got it perfect, but it's just that one letter they miss. I'm the type that always adds letters, though.
Like you just keep going?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Chihuahua has like seven H's?
I wish I could remember. you're right. I wish I could remember who the teacher was at Lincoln that I had. But whenever we would ask him to spell a word, like, how do you spell luge? He'd spell it L-U-G-E-S-K-I. Everything he'd
add
an S-K-I to. I loved it. Oh, it was great. And you'd always add, you'd never fail. You'd hear somebody in class, oh, dang it, I wrote, they wrote S-K-I now. They wrote it. Kamikaze from 1993. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Starts with a K?
Yeah, yeah.
This is purely a guess. K-A-M-A-K-C? Is it C there?
Nope.
What is it?
Nope. K-A-M-I-K-A-Z-E.
Okay.
But good on you for at least trying. Yeah, like, some shots at these. Good on you for doing that. I wish I would have been doing that. But
our younger daughter, I think she was in like second grade, and she won the spelling bee for the whole elementary school.
Nice.
And then you're supposed to go on to the district one. Mm-hmm. And I forget, we literally had something going on where she was not going to be in school even that day. Yeah. I forget what it was. I think we were going to be on vacation. We're maybe going to like Disney World or something. And so she missed it.
Oh,
but she, you know what? She didn't care.
That's cool.
I would have been like, oh, do I do this or do I go to the spelling bee?
I'd have been
torn.
And
she was like, no. So then the girl who got the runner up, she got to go. So
cool.
That's cool.
Cool. Yeah. And it really cool that she was all right with it.
Yeah.
That's cool. I in sixth grade at Washington Elementary School, shout out to Washington, I finished fourth or third in our spelling bee.
Cool.
And I carry that like it's a Heisman Trophy. Like I didn't even win and I felt great about it. She's got to feel awesome from that.
Cool.
That's cool. We will take a break right here. When we come back, we are going to have some fun stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. That ain't right story. Good stories of the day. We'll of course touch on a little bit of entertainment, but the biggest thing, we kick it off with our good friend from the Southwood County Humane Society. Madison is going to join us with our Pet of the Week. We're so looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait. Got some other great stuff lined up in there for you as well. Right here on... Oh, I like the way she does it. Look.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.